Do you like your music sick? Sounding like it's disease. Blowing up on your speakers like the zit you just squeezed. Am I being way too graphic? Do you feel at ease? Then open up and say ah, cause this is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please. This is cheese, please.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
And welcome! It's another edition right here of Cheese Please with your host Snarf Dude along with
Daffodil.
And we're bringing you more of the wacky, warped, and weird as we do here every week. And we're mixing it up. Hey, how many brothers-in-law do you have, Daffodil? Do you have any?
No.
That's because you were living on the commune for so long, right?
Well, I have lots of brothers and sisters.
Oh, okay.
But they don't believe in marriage, so I don't think you can actually have brothers-in-law if you're not actually, you know, legally married.
Well, we're going to have brothers-in-law on the show this week. More of them, because we've played them before. Now we found another album, and they're like the folk parody people of the 1960s in Canada. So we're going to play a few more cuts, and they really sum up my views on camping. You haven't heard this, will you?
Well, I already know your views, so I can just imagine what this is like.
On top of that, we take a trip to the Limburg Lounge with a song that was recorded on a cruise ship many years ago.
That sounds intriguing.
That just screams quality because it was done on a cruise ship, right?
Quality cheese.
Yeah, yeah, that's pretty much it. But we're starting off the show with a guy, I don't know what... John Keating Incorporated, probably a bunch of studio musicians somewhere, playing with synthesizers back in the 70s with two 70s hits, synthesizer style. Ooh, that's a tongue twister. Synthesizer style.
In the stylistic format of the synthesizer.
Yes. You're So Vain coming up shortly, but we're starting off with Love's theme. Oh, we got the Waka Waka guitar in here, too. Right here on...
Cheese, Please!
That's so cheesy, it's almost unspeakable. That stuff sticks with you.
All things cheesy in music.
Cheese, please.
With John Keating Incorporated in his version with a synthesizer of You're So Vain. And before that, he decided not to use the Waka Waka guitar.
After you told people there was going to be Waka Waka, there was no Waka Waka. You were Waka-less.
But he put the Waka Waka guitar in You're So Vain. This is it. Oh.
Never be predictable.
Oh. This makes my mind spin. My name is Snarfdude.
And I'm Daffodilla, and you are listening to Cheese Blease, your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird.
And I'm sure it's making your head spin right about now, because that's what we do every week, right?
Exactly. The head-spinning team.
Yeah. Can we get a logo made for that?
No.
Sounds kind of cool. Anyway, on the show this week, we have more brothers-in-law.
Which is the same brothers-in-law we played last time, not different brothers-in-law that we found somewhere else.
Yes, we should make a note of that. And we can't really find much on the internet, but I found something on the back of this album we're about to play.
Well, read it quick.
The pun in their name is purely intentional, as the boys are really brothers-in-law in the true sense of the word. They are all highly respected members of the Sandwich West Township Police Force, near Windsor, Ontario, Canada, which includes Howard Duffy, Larry Rome, Ken Clark, and on top of that, Alex Somerville.
So they're not brothers-in-law because they're married to sisters. They're brothers-in-law because they're brothers in the law force.
In the police force. And they perform in various locations ranging from Detroit coffee houses to radio and television appearances. And they're on our show this week. We're going to play camping shortly, but we're starting off with The Handyman's Lament. Right here on...
Jeez, please.
When I was a young, impressionable man, my wife conceived a fiendish plan. She wanted the same kind of bathroom floor as the smug individual who lives next door.
That son of a carpenter who lives next door.
And to further tax my sanity, she proposed that I should build a vanity like one that she had apparently seen on the cover of a Decorator magazine.
She had seen it on the cover, and she said that if I love her, I must build it just the same as in the magazine.
Well, I said it can't be done, my dear, you've got to be a plumber or an engineer. She said it's been done by lots of fools, and all they were using were simple tools.
Using very unsophisticated simple tools.
And though I protested long and hard, she phoned up a feller from the lumber yard, and to make quite sure that nothing was missed, he trotted round that evening and made a list.
He trotted right around, and he put his brief case down, and he made a comprehensive and expensive list.
The next day I came home from town, and the truck from the lumberyard had been around. There were piles of stuff, and right on top was a pretty glitter laminated countertop.
Such a decorative laminated countertop.
There were pots of paint and ceiling tiles and imitation paneling in various styles. There were hammers and saws and instruction books and lots of little cartons labeled use no hooks.
Open at the other end, do not mutilate or bend. You must truck it from the side and never use no hooks.
My wife surveyed this monstrous pile and said to me with a beaming smile,
just get it upstairs immediately, for we're gonna start living very graciously.
Very Decorator magazine-y graciously.
So I dutifully answered, yes, my love, and I dragged it all to the floor above. My back was wrenched and my arms were sore as I threw it in the middle of the bathroom floor.
Oh, my arms were very sore as I piled it on the floor, till you couldn't see the toilet for the 2x4.
From that day on, I must confess, the bathroom's been in a hell of a mess. We wash and bathe at the kitchen sink and use the laundry tubs for what do you think?
So if you want to tile a floor, or hang a door, or build a shelf, then the thing for you to tell your wife is do it yourself.
We're not really complete idiots all the time. It's just that, once a week or so, some of the parts go missing.
Camping, tra-la-la. That's thousands of people just stamping all the flora down. Straight from town, they come out with their trailers and cars to sleep under the stars. And as soon as they're here, get the beer, just toss out the cans. What the hell, where it lands when you're camping? For you're out in the pure open air and you haven't a care. When you're camping, tra-la-la, the flies and mosquitoes are buzzing round and greeting you, also eating you. And the ivy that's poison will get on your boys and your girls, and your wife gets the fright of her life when she squats on a porcupine. That's not a joke when you're camping. This communing with nature, it usually makes you feel sick. When you're camping, tra-la-la, down comes the rain and makes everyone feel extra good. There's lots of mud when your clothes are all wet, and you just can't forget that it's cozy and warm in your suburban home. You don't get up and run, for that's part of the fun when you're camping. It's this kind of privation that's made us a nation of men. When you're camping, tra-la-la, that's where your appetite's such that you should eat a horse. You don't, of course, for the hot dogs are charred and the bacon's too hard and the coffee's gone cold and the bread's getting moldy. The usual plan is to eat from a can when you're camping. And you wanna go home where at least you could eat from a plate, but you can't, so pretend that it's great and it sounds so delightful I hardly can wait to go camping. Camping.
Camping.
Camping.
Keys, please! Brothers-in-law and camping! Oh, yeah.
That was never what it was like when I went camping when I was a kid.
Yeah.
Nothing like that. I mean, my mother had 4 extension cords.
Yes.
And we had electric lights and we had a television in the tent.
Oh.
And yeah. She had a full-on camp stove and she had all the pots and pans. I mean, we had macaroni and cheese when we were camping.
Wow.
We had cake. She baked a cake when we were camping once.
Oh, you're actually encouraging me to go camping with you now instead of this truck stop thing
and,
in the van.
And we weren't lying on the ground. We had blow-up mattresses and then we had a foam mattress and it was awesome.
Okay.
My mother invented glamping.
I get that. The album says country living of a different sort gets some attention in camping, the song we just played. If you're a roll out of the clammy sleepy bag, where's my cigarettes, damn the matches, it's raining again, that's what I said. Type, that's me, although I don't smoke, I just want to go on record as saying that. This is for you, author Somerville, who drags a trailer across the land behind an antiquated Jaguar, knows of what he writes, so that's where it came from.
Cool.
We're going to play one more now. Bye now and hey later? That's what it's called?
So it's the brothers-in-law and cheese, please.
When you're looking around the store and you see upon the floor some fine expensive furniture, the kind that you adore, they've got a line of credit that enables you to get it, and you needn't be without it anymore. For you can buy now and pay later. Darn how we'll do it.
You can borrow that as well.
And if they should pursue ya, let them go ahead and sue ya. And even if they haul ya into court, by then you should have ruined what you bought. If you long to go out dining, if your appetite is pining for the lobster and the fillet, for the wine and caviar, there's an answer to your puzzle that'll let you sit and guzzle. Use your credit card no matter where you are. For you can eat now and pay later. Stuff yourself with goodies, but be sure you've got a pen and several courses later. Be sure to tip the waiter, and if legal action they should want to take, they can hardly repossess a T-bone steak.
If you want to spend some time at a tropic sort of climate, where the palm trees are a-waving and the skies are always blue, in the sunshine you'll be basking, it's yours for the asking. There's a jet out on the runway just for you.
For you can fly now and pay later. Get a round trip ticket, it's the easiest by far.
For the airlines are just waiting, and they're most accommodating. And when you reach the place you'd like to stay,
simply throw the other ticket half away.
You should try to look around and buy a bit of ground where the bailiff can't get at you until the judgment day.
You've only got to ask it,
and they'll measure up your casket.
And there's many,
many,
many months to pay. For you can die now and pay later. May sound kind of morbid, but it's very, very true. And if the finance company waits outside the pearly gates with a summons and a garnishee as well, just casually tell them, go to hell!
Cheese, please! Buy now, pay later! The brothers-in-law are wrapping up our 3. Before that, camping, of course, and I forgot to mention earlier, the handyman's lament started it off.
You said it.
Oh, well...
You just don't remember saying it, that's all.
Well, I know that, but when I was talking about camping, I didn't say it then. I was supposed to. It's just one of those things, right? And I want to thank the record store that put that in. We don't want this record, take it, pile.
It was a freebie.
It was a freebie, and you know, with our budget around here...
All the freebies help.
Yes, yes, absolutely. So thank you for doing that, Mr. Record Store. I'll have to go back for some more freebies at some point. I don't know when yet, you know, there's a bit of a... travel here in the van, but you know, we'll figure it out. But that was cool. I saw that. I remember we played it before, and I decided to play it again. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil, and we need to do this right now.
Hey, we're roaming the highways and byways, the hotels and motels, to bring you loungy cheese creeping out of the dark corner of the piano. We present live from the Limburger Lounge.
Oh, this is specific.
This is as loungy as you get.
Specifically, stinky cheese. That's what
stinky
I
stinky, loungy cheese.
She really wanted to do her way. You know, that's all I got to say about this one. We got Susan Cox recorded live at the TSS Mardi Gras
which is a Carnival Cruise Line ship.
And My Way On.
This is Cheese Please from the Limburger Lounge.
Final curtain. My friends, I'll say it clear. I'll state my case, of which I'm certain. I've lived a life that's full. I've traveled each and every highway, but more. Much more than this, I did it my way. Regrets, I've had a few, but then again, too few to mention. I did what I had to do and saw it through. Without exemption, I planned each charted course, each careful step along the byway. But more, much more than this, I did it my way. Yes, there were times sure you knew, when I bit off more than I could chew. But through it all, when there was doubt, I ate it all and spit it out. I faced it all and I stood tall. Laughed and cried, I've had my fill, my share of losing. And now, as to subside, I find it all so amusing. To think I did all that, and may I say, in a shy way. Oh no, oh no, not me. I did it my way. For what is a gal? What has she got? If not herself, then she has not to say the she truly feels, and not the words of one who feels. The record shows I took the blows and did it my way.
Mary Susan Parks. Very fine indeed. Mary, lovely. Take another bow.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, yes, yeah. Definitely after that performance, you need to take another bow.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I just feel like, yeah. Hey, where's Sammy? Where's Frank Sinatra? Oh, yeah. What?
Oh. I'm quite sure that Frank is rolling in his grave after hearing that. Oh, that's what I think.
Oh, really?
Yes.
I don't know what to say to that. It's like, come on, it's not that bad. Really?
She's killing the song.
Why?
It was just bad. Way over the top. She might as well have been Miss Piggy singing it.
Well, I don't know. You're merciless, Daffodil. That's just cruel and...
Well, no, if I wanted to be cruel, I would say that she sounds like a pig squealing.
Oh, no.
As opposed to comparing her to Miss Piggy, who actually sounds better.
Oh. That's pretty tame, too, really.
I'm not that mean. I'm just, you know, middle of the road mean.
Middle of the road mean.
Yeah, like I'm mean to you all the time. I'm not, like, maliciously mean.
Okay.
I'm just, you know, middle of the road kind of mean.
Well, you're not...
I don't really hurt your feelings.
No.
And I don't really say super mean things. Like, I don't talk about how smelly your feet are.
No.
Or how loud you snore. or that you leave your socks everywhere. Hanging from the rearview mirror and stuck on the corner of the glove compartment and under the seat and stuck in the cup holder. I mean, your socks are everywhere. I mean, I don't talk about things like that.
Until now.
Because I'm just not mean that way. Speaking of the glove compartment, you should just open it now.
I'm getting frustrated. You're saying all my stuff. I'm just going to... There, I feel better.
Yes, screaming always helps.
Yes. Okay, here are the Toon Twisters ending off the show this week. You know them for Popcorn Man, but we found a couple more songs that they're known for.
And you know what? We like the Toon Twisters a lot, so we play them way more than we probably should.
Pop, 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 pop.
So we're going to apologize, but now we have more than one song to play, so it won't be as bad. So we won't play Popcorn Man 25 times a year.
Okay, guys, Sing Baby Sing. That's the title. Right here on...
Well, thank you for joining for this week's Dose of the Wacky, the Warden Word. This was Cheese, Please.
When you wake up in the morning and you do your exercise, don't forget the most important thing, you've got to vocalize. La 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 la. As you go about your business, I know you're sure to find you'll get a new kick out of life if you keep this in mind. When trouble troubles you, sing, baby, sing, do like the birdies do. Sing, baby, sing, when cold winter comes and they're all out of crumbs. Poor little birdies, they ain't eating.
But are they tweet, tweet, tweeting?
Yeah. Whoa, ho, ho, don't you know? A song a day keeps mean old Mr. Gloom away, far away. Hard luck don't like music with that certain swing. So swing, baby, swing it while you sing. Everybody come get together. If you want to have sunny weather, you simply gotta know how to sing. Everybody come get together, like birds of a different feather, you simply gotta know how to sing.
In this day and age, swinging's all the rage.
But how on earth can you swing if you don't know how to sing? Just open your mouth, take a deep breath, start in singing a song. When old man trouble troubles you, sing, baby, kicking around. Do just like the birdies do, sing, baby, sing. When cold winter comes and they're all out of prunes, poor little birdies ain't complaining, they just go back on sustaining. Whoa, ho, ho, don't you know, just a song a day keeps mean old Mr. Gloom away, far away. Hard luck don't like music when it's got that certain swing. So listen, baby, if you can't swing it, you'll just have to sing, baby, sing.
Wrapping up another weekly episode of The Wacky, Dwarfed, and the Weird. Cheese Please was originally created by Snarf Dude and Moondog, but produced each week by Snarf Dude and Daffodil for Scott Snail and Productions. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, reminding you it's great you can be happy, but it's nowhere as fun as being cheesy.